Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we're back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. We got plenty to tell you about here on our old promo sheet. Well, today we got catering from Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A Stony Brook. In here. Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we have coming today, but it could be, I mean, if it's that maple grilled lemon pepper classic sandwich, definitely, that is just absolutely
phenomenal.
Didn't get
phenomenal. A chance to try that. Wouldn't hate the peach milkshake either.
Well, they brought you peach milkshakes last Monday, but you departed before.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'll be here today.
All right.
So we got baseball tonight as well, huh?
Yeah. No, so yeah, Chick-fil-A is going to be amazing. And baseball and Chick-fil-A go great.
There you go. I have it for dinner. And the TBT, which starts in less than 2 weeks now. You've got that 15% off TBT tickets using our code TBTLOU15. So TBTLOU15. And that'll save you 15% off tickets. So early ticket sales looked like they were, I saw something tweeted out last week where they were doing very well and ahead of the Lexington region. So because you, and the reason you want to do that is you host, whoever wins between the Louisville and the Lexington region hosts that next round.
Right. Yeah. And it would be kind of awkward if they both lost. You know, or something.
But I mean,
like
it could easily happen. I mean, last year it happened. You know, I mean,
sure.
they did. Well, I guess, no, last year there'd have been one other game than the one they lost, and then they would have been to the Final Four if they'd won that other game.
Yeah, I mean, a single elimination tournament, anything can really happen. I mean, you watch these tennis matches, somebody's ranked for a set, and they rally back and win the next
ranked
one.
For a set.
Rank. You know, they're just not playing.
Oh, rank.
Yeah, they're not playing very well. And but, like, if that happens in a basketball game in a single elimination tournament, like, you could be done.
Yeah.
You know, especially with the Elam ending. So it's going to be interesting. I think we're going to have a pretty good team. I've been looking at the roster and stuff like that.
It looks great. I mean, these rosters don't just come together. People are like, oh, he should play. You know how hard it is to get what these guys need. In some cases, money, schedule accommodations, hotel accommodation. Oh, yeah. And it's not like this. It's got 20 years of history here. You know, I don't think the appreciation that guys like Luke and Lieberman and the guys that are still involved with it, like Jordan Sutcher, guys like that, like the amount of work they put in to get this going.
Yeah.
And on faith. You know, I didn't know it was going to work.
I saw some photos over the weekend. I can't remember which day, but they were at Siva's place that he's been working people out at. Mm-hmm. You know, the whatever. I don't remember what it's called. But a lot of the guys on the TBT team were playing together and stuff like that, working out, getting some run in. And a lot of these guys are professional basketball players anyway, so they're just staying in shape. But they also are playing together, and they're getting ready to square off. And I don't know what everybody's getting into town, but a lot of the guys are already here. And so that's kind of – it's going to be a lot of fun. So, you know, July 20th will be at Freedom Hall.
Yeah, it's a week from Saturday.
TBT Lou 15.
TBT Lou 15. Or maybe, is it a week from a week from Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be good time.
Definitely looking forward to that.
Do we have a time yet for that tip-off?
I have to check. I thought they announced it last week, but I'm sure I'm sure there is somewhere.
I've just got the date. I've just got the date in my head. Yeah. I didn't have the time yet.
Planning out your weekend 2 weeks in advance.
What time do we kick off on Austin Peay?
3:30
Noon.
Okay.
And then the next week.
The next week's 3:30
Yeah.
I knew one of them was 3:30
We get Rich Rod in at 3:30 You know, start acting properly.
To get look, the fact that they weren't both noon games, that's a win.
Oh, it's massive.
That's a win.
Massive win. I mean,
plus your first home game. You're going to be the you can. I mean, I'm always for playing a no. If I was just marketing a team, I would always play a nobody first game because it doesn't matter about the team. You got your first game. You're starved for sports and football
right.
and your team.
You're going to sell
it's
it
a
out.
Holiday weekend.
Right.
The quality of the opponent almost doesn't matter in some cases. Now, I mean, you may not sell out, but you'll have a pretty darn good crowd.
You know, we've done a lot recently in terms of our openers, playing big openers away from home. There's something about having a home game to start
yes.
the year on your home stadium against a team that you know you're going to trounce. There's something about that. Now, Clemson, Georgia, opening game at noon, same time as we kick off against Austin Peay.
Yeah.
The anxiety level that I had against Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Because we just hadn't opened. It's a brand new coach. You know, I don't know who Jack Plummer. I don't know what Jack Plummer is. You know, right. I have no idea.
Right.
And so, like, there's all this anxiety.
And then at halftime, you're like, oh, my God.
I thought we were going to die. But, like, if we're playing Austin Peay, I'm excited. We're going to go get a W. We're going to kegs and eggs, you know, stuff like that. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, I'm fine with yeah. I mean, that first game, you can play. You know, like, that opening night against Charlotte on a Thursday, Lamar's
oh, so much fun.
Heisman year. Great.
Well, it was a night game, too. So,
it's Thursday night. Yeah, yeah. But either way, like, you're playing Charlotte.
Yeah.
And there was great energy about it.
You could throw me a Thursday night opener. You could throw me, like, at some point, yeah. Louisville's going to play on week zero, right? I mean,
I'd be all for it. Yeah.
Throw me a Jacksonville
the earlier
State
the
on
better
week
for me.
Zero.
Yeah,
why
the,
not?
The earlier the better for me for football.
It builds in another bye for your team. Well, this
yeah.
and this year is a two bye
year.
A 2 bye year anyway. So you could have got a third bye if you played week zero. So, yeah, you know, I kind of like having the big opener, the big opportunity.
I don't like the neutral site game, though, anymore. I don't want to give up that home game. The home games are too much fun for me now. Like, I don't – going to Atlanta to play somebody – no. Plus, when you look at the schedule the next few years around here, it wouldn't matter anyway because they're going home and home
right.
with Georgia and Texas A&M.
We've had all of our really good ones ill-timed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, had we played Auburn in the opener a year later – you know, and it's Lamar, you know, in year two and not year one,
mm-hmm.
you know, that is a different deal than, you know, the freshman-laden team that played it against Auburn in 2015.
I just still value the home game more.
I'm with you.
Well, now I'm invested because I've, you know, the caboose. So that's one, like, that's another reason for me.
Well, and a whole other conversation, too, is... You know, as revenues become more and more part of the discussion and the arms race of college football and paying players and things like that, you can't have a season moving forward where you only have six home games. You just can't.
No,
like,
you can't.
Like,
no.
Even this year, it sucks because Indiana weaseled out of this. You know, it's still Jacksonville
right.
State.
That's right. That's the game IU weaseled out of, huh?
Yeah, it should have been Jacksonville State shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
It should be IU. But Indiana wanted out. They bought their way out. But whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, you still cannot have a year. And really, the argument, you kind of want eight.
I was going to say, yeah.
If the object
now that
now
can't
is
happen
money,
here because the Notre Dame series, you probably can't get eight if that's what you wanted. You
know? Right, in the Notre Dame years.
Yeah.
But, you know, you kind of that's a trade-off that you'll make
but
to
I'll,
get Notre
I'll
Dame
take
on schedule.
2028, you know, opening you know, against Texas A&M anytime you want.
Right. At home?
Well, actually, before that, hang on. I knew these games start earlier than that. In 2026, Georgia comes here for the third week of the
All
season.
All right, Brom, you better get geared up, baby.
Think about that. The third week of the season in 2 years.
Yeah.
Because those series sounded 25 years off, because they basically were when they scheduled them.
Yeah.
But right now, Louisville's got a home and home. Where they go, I don't know why they both, you know, they must both respect the game because, you know, there's not an opener in either. Even when it's down at Georgia, it's also week three
right.
Of that year.
So, yeah, so next
and,
year.
And Louisville's schedule reflects that. Let's face it, the non-conference schedule has gotten considerably weaker.
Right.
Because
it will.
So you can have home games.
Well, and next year we're going to have four out-of-conference home games.
Wow, that's eight home games next year. Wow.
Which is great. Which for revenues, that's what you need. And in the following
year. But that's
a
schedule you'd kill Kentucky for having non-conference. EKU, James Madison, Bowling Green.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But the economics are the economics.
But we don't have... I mean, we have Notre Dame this year. We had Indiana, Jacksonville State, you know, did what they did. The following year, we've got Georgia on the schedule. You know, in 27, Georgia at Georgia. Then you've got A&M.
I like the A&M series. They're opening both years.
Yeah, in 2028, that year looks like a week zero year. That'd be a good year to do a week zero game.
Well, they've got it on the schedule now as the 2nd of September.
No. I'm saying maybe can we play another team
in week zero
to get a little
prep
before you go down to Kyle Field and hear the 12th man in blistering hot sun.
Oh, I think enough teams will lose. Like if Georgia loses a game that like this game and then they're knocked out of the playoff. Oh, I think they'll all go raise holy hell to have a week zero game if they're going to be doing massive games like this.
But losing to like a good Louisville. Like, if Louisville's good in 2026, for example, if we end up being a top 15 team and we go down between the hedges, or no, the Georgia comes here and we beat them, like, if we somehow beat them, in a 12-team format, losing a road game against the top 15 team isn't going to knock you out of the playoff. It's losing three of those. It's losing to a Pittsburgh team like Louisville did last year. Mm-hmm. You know, you lose a game like that, now you put yourself in jeopardy. But if you lose to a good team on the road, that's not going to end your season.
No, but it's not going to help.
It's not going to help.
If you win the game, God forbid.
But if you win the game, now you can be Kirby Smart, be like, look, we didn't have to go to Louisville. We'd have to go to Louisville, but we did, and we beat them. You know what I'm saying? And we beat them, and they're a top 20 team. That's a quality win. And then we went through the SEC, and we lost to Tennessee in Neyland Stadium. But don't keep us out because we've got a resume. Some of it's going to be building up a resume, too.
It's going to be very much more like the basketball.
Yeah.
I think for certain.
Your good wins. So some people think that you're going to evaporate these good home and homes.
I think it'll enhance them.
I think it'll enhance them. Yeah.
It's going to take people a couple years to watch it, but I think what they'll see is those teams either give the benefit of the doubt in a loss or jump way up because of a win.
Correct. You know? And I think that's how Georgia, A&M, teams like that Louisville has on their schedule, because they've got Notre Dame, but that's contractual. But the Georgias and A&Ms that are set to go to home and away with Louisville, I think that's how they're looking at Louisville.
Will all these games go through? Because this is a question I've always had with these games. Will they?
If the SEC does not expand to 9 conference games, I believe they will get played. Mm. We've had a game on with Georgia in the past. It got bought out by ESPN for Boise State to arrange
Boise State was really going.
Yeah. I think we need to get the Georgia game in. I would love to play those two Georgia games.
That'd be great.
Just be amazing for the road trip for our fans to go to Athens.
That's one of my favorite places. I mean, I was saying that as I was at Arrowhead this weekend. My three places I love watching a football game are Georgia, Clemson, and Kansas City.
Yeah. That would be
the great places to watch games.
Yeah. Notre Dame, I think in September, might be awesome. You get a late September
game. It doesn't have the vibe, a game down in Athens. They are just great.
They're going to bark at you.
The dog might jump at your wide receiver like he did that dude from Auburn, right?
Yeah. And also, I've never been to A&M. So I want to get down there.
I want those games on the schedule, but I've always had concerns. Are we actually going to see Georgia come in to L&M?
We'll find out. We'll find out. I hope we do, because I think that would just be something to remember. And I think by that point,
Georgia's schedule that year,
we ought to have, we ought to have a team that should be able to compete. Because last year, if we had played Georgia in the Orange Bowl,
it crushed.
We were a 10-win team, but we were not.
So their non-conference games that year are, it's funny, UCLA, then Western Kentucky. Then Louisville, back-to-back weeks, they'll play for the Kentucky State Championship.
Okay, and Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Their non-conference game, so that does not include Florida State, but it does the following. Oh, wait, this is Georgia, sorry. But Georgia plays at Florida State and at Georgia Tech that year, and then Louisville is the other non-conference game. You're playing your rival on the road. You're at Florida
State. They're playing 11 Power Fives?
Well, see, that makes me wonder. If you're at Florida State...
This is in 27.
27, the second half of the UofL-Georgia deal.
Well, here's the deal.
This is why Louisville won the game first in the series, I guess.
Correct. But also, watch how the playoff committee reacts. If the playoff committee is rewarding this year and next year teams who schedule like that, as opposed to teams who don't, then the game probably stays.
And let's face it, if you're in Georgia, you're thinking, that's a quality opponent that we will 100% beat. That's what they're thinking.
That's how I would think.
Yeah.
If you are,
I mean, you're, but
Georgia,
you're like, they're good enough that's going to be perceived as a good win, but there's no way they beat us.
Right.
That's what you're thinking if you're a Georgia fan.
And Alabama, Nick Saban was begging for games like that.
Yeah.
Like for games like us, because he's like, I don't want to play New Mexico State.
Yeah.
I want to play somebody
real. He wants the fans there, yeah.
I want the fans there. I also want to challenge my guys, you know, but in an attainable way. Let's get a top 40 team in here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to have some good players that they're going to have to play against, because a top 40 team is going to have some NFL owners
on
there.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, but if you play New Mexico State, how many pros are on that team?
Yeah.
You're just going to steamroll them. So if you're Georgia and you're looking to make a playoff case, you want
to... No, you're right. We're going to have to see what the committee values.
If the committee values solid scheduling, then these games will get played.
Like, a bunch of texters are like, no way those games get played. Zero chance.
But if the committee doesn't value them, if they just evaluate, if they're evaluating 12-0, 11-1, and a team who played, you know, only the Power Five teams on their schedule or within their conference, then the games probably go away.
Mm-hmm.
So this is up to the committee. It's in the committee's hands, I think, in terms of how Georgia reacts to this and how Louisville reacts to it too. Because if you're telling me that you're valuing me going 11-1, 12-0, and that's all that matters,
yeah,
I don't need to play Georgia. But if I'm going to be a good team and I'm going to go, you know,
Louisville always want the game. We just, like, I mean, around here you want those games on the schedule. You want to compete against the best.
Yeah. Well, and we built ourselves up upward upward mobility because we were in Conference USA or independent. You had to in order to legitimize your program. I'll never forget going into Miami in 2004. That team was 53-5 when we went down there and played them.
Yeah.
You know, in October 14th, 2004, we went down there and played them, and we were up 24-7, and all of a sudden, we were legit at halftime.
Right.
It didn't matter what happened the rest of the game. Now, I wanted to win the game, and we should have won it. But
it was a shock to everybody in college football.
Yeah. Well, I walked out of there, and Miami fans were like, you guys, that was amazing. And I'm like, we lost the game. Like, didn't matter. We hadn't been tested like that in a long time.
Yeah, at their building.
And they're inside the OB, you know. So that was...
With the what?
The OB. That's what they
called the Orange Bowl.
The original Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what they called it.
OB.
I don't know.
No, it's fine.
That's what they called it.
Yeah, that's funny to hear. It's funny.
So Louisville now, you're in this weird place where you're always willing to go out and play, you know, at Kyle Field or Neyland Stadium. But now you need 7-8 home games for revenue.
Yes.
And you also don't want to blemish up the schedule if the committee actually starts responding to record versus resume.
Yeah,
that's going to be interesting.
Well, but you're not going to have even though around Louisville, you're still never going to have. You'll have an every year like you have next year, almost ever, where you'll have four home games, three of which are, you know, guarantee guys here. You know, guys you're paying to come in and lose to you, essentially. Gosh, where's I was going with that? But their schedule will never look like that every year because, first of all, you've got Kentucky, you know, and some years you're going to be there, and the Notre Dame factor.
The Notre Dame factor. Yeah, because Notre Dame, we got them back-to-back years this year, but we don't have them again until 2030. No, 2030.
Yeah, that's okay. You'll have to deal with Texas A&M and Georgia four times in there.
Right.
That'll be just fine.
It's what year is it that's really bad? Because
next year.
No. I'm talking about bad in terms of, like, it's just overloaded.
Oh.
I can't remember the league side. Let me see if I can find it real quick, because there's one year where we have Clemson, Florida State.
Well, Texas A&M and Kentucky in 2029.
Is that it?
Well, Georgia and Kentucky. Like, starting 20s, it's got to be any of those years in probably 26.
Here, I think I have it. Yeah, so in 27... Yeah, in 27, you've got Clemson and Georgia on the schedule with Miami away. And then 25 is manageable. 26.
Well, 25 is easy.
Yeah, 25 is cake. 26, you've got Florida State, Georgia, and then North Carolina. 26 is really about Florida State and Georgia. 27 is Clemson, Georgia, Miami. 28 is... these are all on the road.
Come on, now we're getting way out ahead of our skis here, I think.
Yeah, you are.
This is not a good audio conversation. You have to see
right,
these games visually for it to make any sense. All right, we'll continue along here. 267-9680 is the number to get in. UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. And you can get in that way. If you need a sauna in your home, when I was, you know, what's funny was at the Kenny Chesney, the backstage or the VIP stuff. Yeah. And he's got, you know, they've got, I mean, they must travel with 30 RVs or, you know,
sure.
And
trucks.
One of them is like his, you know, area. It's almost like a little backyard of it. He's got a sauna there and a cold tub.
Okay. He does
ice
a little
tub.
Bit of both.
Not yet. I mean, the iced tub, like all the way iced. Like,
wow. I've heard it's reinvigorating.
Yeah, Jared thought he could do 10 minutes. I'm like, Jared, you'd be lucky to last a minute in something like that.
Yeah, like how long are you supposed to be in? Like, what's the prescribed time?
I don't know, but I know he had a sauna out there as well. It's funny to see a sauna outdoors. And if you want a sauna, Fitness Market has those for you as well. They'll start at $17.99, and that, of course, you know, that's where you can get in on the saunas. They get the massage chairs, $34.99. But obviously, any piece of exercise equipment that you are looking for, they're going to have for you over there, whether it's weights, whether it's you know, a treadmill, a rower, whatever the case may be, they've got it for you at Fitness Market, online at thefitnessmarket.com. And when you get over there, tell me who's talking about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Yeah, and there's our Abtec electrical betting tip for the day as we were coming back from break. That there's a lot of, on these promos, a lot of them are live wagering.
Right.
All these things are designed to get you to do these things if they're not part of your regular repertoire, whether it's a same game parlay whether it's live. But there's definitely money to be made on these. The tough part is with live betting, the odds, especially in tennis match, literally
fast.
Change point to point, and whatever you're seeing on TV is a solid 2 points behind, more than likely.
Yeah, I would say so.
I'd say it's, you know, just based on the scoring and things I can see. But the best part, though, here's your Abtec betting tip for the day, even though I don't know if you know, you're not gambling when you've got Abtec to come out and take
care
of your electrical,
All
right?
Yeah.
First of all, the best scenario for you is that is to have a match that's suspended overnight or at least suspended by rain for a little bit, because then you can examine the odds if you want to use a boost on one website.
Right.
And, or maybe combine boosts, you know, to have a little, you know, guaranteed money in the middle.
Coverage, yeah.
Or to do them separately, because to do it live in real time is very difficult.
Very, very difficult. And like, DraftKings gave me like a live parlay boost. And I'm like, hang on, like, that's great, but like, the odds are changing on them all the time.
right.
Like, very, very fast. So I think I find parlay, like, I don't really do a lot of parlays.
Parlays are
anyway.
Sucker bets, you idiots.
They really, they're sucker bets. Although I hit BetMGM,
of course,
gave me a bonus parlay,
bonus
25,
yeah,
and it was in the Canadian game. Who they play? Canada to make the semifinals?
No,
Panama.
It was Uruguay.
Ecuador. No. Who do they play, or who
did they play?
Ecuador.
They did play Ecuador. I thought they played
Venezuela.
Venezuela
and Ecuador. Okay. I get mixed up every time.
Yeah. So. And I said, Canada.
Leave it to Mr. Copa America over here.
Yeah, I said, Canada, they'll end up tying. Right?
That's all they do.
In regulation, they'll just tie, and both teams will score. That was my parlay, and hit it for 85. And I was like, hell yeah, there we go.
So you said it'd be a tie, but then both teams would score in extra time?
No, that both teams would score, but it would be a tie.
Oh, okay. So 1-1 is your perfect
scenario.
So 1-1
or 2-2 or whatever. And so that happened, and I had a bonus parlay bet from BetMGM, and I was like, all right.
Yeah,
we'll
so if
that.
You get a free one, sure. No sweat bet, fine. But otherwise, you just decide.
No,
it's
no,
fun
no.
when you win. The odds are greatly in their
right.
favor.
And I got.
So the live betting, point being, the tip, if you can get a rain delay in these, then you can figure out it gives you time to try to bet the arbitrage.
And right.
Well, it's not arbitrage unless you've got a profit boost. That's the only time you're making money in the middle on that one.
Right. But no, but it does give you some time to evaluate your live profit boost if you have it in Wimbledon, because otherwise it's changing
so fast.
So fast.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a set break or something like that, then you can maybe settle down.
Still not much time.
Not much time.
No, you're talking about 90 seconds on changeovers. That's what you got.
So that...
That's
not
why
a
you
lot
need
of time.
An injury timeout. That's good too. Although they'll probably take it off the board if that happens. But yeah, you need a little rain.
Need a little rain.
A little rain. And the best if it's overnight. I sent you one last week.
You did.
It was up there for a while. Like I think it was Ben Shelton's match. He was plus 180 at one point, right? Plus 170 or plus 180.
It was considered live
on DraftKings, and I think their odds move a lot of times the fastest.
Super
and it
fast.
Was minus 163 at Bet365. I mean, this was for a solid, hour or more.
Really?
Which, that's, if you bet the numbers right there, that is guaranteed profit in the middle with no, that's a natural arbitrage. And that does not happen very often.
No, almost never.
On anything of any significance, maybe like a prop bet. But if you want to get limited by a sports book, start betting a bunch of money on prop bets.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
They're not as fun anyway. I mean, maybe if you're
some
going
people
to the game.
Some people
I got are. I got a home run parlay boost.
Yeah, good luck predicting one.
The other day,
two.
And I'm like, hang on, I'm parlaying home runs now? Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing? What am I supposed to do with this?
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. Do nothing with it. Like, don't take the bait.
Parlaying home runs? Like, what?
Yeah,
what
well,
is this?
It's a bad bet.
It's a terrible bet.
Don't
what
fall
am I
for
stupid?
It. Well, you think no one falls for it?
Right. Well, what isn't stupid is going to Abtech Electrical Services and getting your back patio totally professionally wired like I did. And Abtech Electrical Services, what tremendous job. Enjoyed that over the 4th of July and extended our time outside because we have light out there now. Spotlights on the pool, spotlights on the fire pit and things like that. So, you don't want people tripping, falling, and stuff like that. It's safety. So, so we had that and it was super well done.
I have light in my garage now and in my bedroom. Great to be able to have it. I was like, God, it's always so dark in here. And
right.
You think, nothing I can do about it.
That's true.
No, I can call Abtech, Alpha Bravo Tech Electric.com.
That's right. And the electric car chargers and stuff like that. So if you need any electrical work done, a generator at your house or something like that, call Abtech Electrical Services and they'll take care of you.
All right. We got no soccer today. We're down to the semis of both the Euro. And
you've given me all this soccer and then you're taking it away?
Yeah.
Tomorrow. You get tomorrow.
Why do all the goal scorers kick the ball over the net? All of them. Like, over the net. Like, just put it on net. Like, you got 0% chance if it's not on net.
Because it's so easy to put it on net in the midst of bodies and the elite world athletes.
There's this Canadian
He's
guy.
Saying, like, play it safe, I think, is what you're going. Like,
I'm like
be conservative and just play it on the ground.
Well, not necessarily on the ground, but, like, doesn't have to go 20 feet over the goal.
Yeah, but they're, they think they're doing that on purpose?
Man. I don't know if they are or not, but
try to control your bending kick around all these defenders.
But even in like penalty kicks or what are they, extra kicks or what do we call them?
Yeah, PKs.
PKs, yeah.
Now, in regulation, are you talking about?
And when it's set up and it's the striker versus the goalie, PKs. Like, they still kick it over the net and that. It's like there's nobody on there.
Well, that one, the goalies are pretty good. They want to make sure that if the goalie guesses the right way, they still even score.
Yeah, I know.
If they're kicking it that hard.
So it's a pretty narrow target.
It's a big old goal.
Yeah, but we factor in, if you're trying to hit the target of outstretched goaltender who's guessed the right direction.
Well, dude, and then the Canadian goaltender, what was that? Like, he's like all the way up the field, and the guy from
went over his head,
just kicked it over his head, and this is like,
yeah, that was a bad
doing?
Play. That was a bad play. You do cheat. Like, you're supposed to cheat up when you have a corner kick, so that in case the ball, like, gets one kick, comes out, you send it right back in. But that took enough time. He should have been.
Should have been back.
He should have been back, I think.
Looked like Brian Hutson in goal. Did you notice that?
What?
The Canadian goaltender looked like Brian Hutson from far away. Like, once they zoomed in on him, you're like, he's a big old guy. It's like if Brian Hutson, like, played soccer, that's what he would look like.
Brian Hutson.
You don't know Brian Hutson?
Wait, on the football?
Louisville center. He also played track and field.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't recognize the center's face, like,
I would.
Brian Hutson. Like, it's not like, oh, yeah, it's just like, it's like Teddy Bridgewater. You know what he looks like?
know what Teddy looks like.
Yes, because he's the quarterback.
People know what Brian Hudson looks like.
There's not 20% of our audience that could put Brian Hudson from...
Do you know what Brian Hudson looks like?
I do, but he was, I don't know, he was a little bit more public than normal.
Unless he's got some, sure. I mean, why would I know what he looks like?
You know what Jack Plummer looks like?
He's the quarterback. Yeah, I know what the quarterback looks like.
I
don't know what offensive lineman. I don't know what the offensive line, most people can't identify when an offensive lineman walk, but like that dude plays football.
If Michael Gonzalez walked in here right now, you wouldn't know who I could
get Gonzalez. Probably.
Could you get Renato Brown?
Nope.
Really?
No, Mark, they're offensive linemen. They're offensive linemen. I don't know their faces. You know, I mean, the NFL, tell me all those great marketing deals the offensive linemen have. There aren't any, because you don't know what they look like. Because the camera's on the quarterback. Like, that's marketing 101.
Like, if they walked in, I could give you...
Maybe.
He's an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Like, defensive lineman transfers, I couldn't get. Like, if Pete... Pete from Northern Illinois, the center. I'm very dubious of his name. Or Victor Cutler or somebody like that. I could not. Or Monroe Mills.
I wouldn't know the receivers. Like, I don't know who half these dudes look like. I know they're, you know.
You would know Chris Bell?
No. No, would not. No.
Would you know Pierce Clarkson?
Probably. Again, he's a quarterback.
Okay, he's a quarterback that has played like one series.
Yeah,
though.
It'd still be tough. Yeah, I mean, I might mess it, but I've seen enough highlights of him. I probably could get him.
You could get Ashton Gelati.
Yes, I could get him because he's made about a billion plays. But offensive linemen, that's my point. Offensive linemen, I think for the most part, are fairly anonymous. You know, the centers, for whatever reason, seem to be more go-tos for interviews. So many people have seen them, but most fans can't tell these guys. They're trying to do it with the basketball team right now. No one knows them. Try to do it with the basketball team. Do it like a witness.
I know that.
Who was there? Was it this player or this player? But I don't know.
That's kind of why you make the hype video that you did last year, because you get a lot of guys and do the Top Gun video. You get to see their face and stuff like that. So it's
you figure out who some of them were. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I don't know these dudes.
So if Tyrone Sylvester walked in,
I would know him from Sylvester the Cat.
He caught a touchdown against Miami.
Great, Mark. And most fans, I know you can. Dear, and that's great that you can recite the tutie
like,
on all
that?
Of them. Mark, this is 90% of our audience would not be able to do that. 90%. Guarantee. Go show pictures. Not people not named Rummage.
Yeah.
And give them a face test and go, who are these guys? Here, write their names in. And we're not even giving you the names. They wouldn't be able to get them.
Okay.
If they're not quarterbacks. No, I'm glad you know the two deep. Congratulations.
I don't know the two deep, especially because the transfers make it mostly impossible to know. But the guys that have been here for 4 years.
Football players are largely anonymous. They are largely anonymous to all fans. Basketball, there's no uniforms. You see them. Football, most people don't know who these guys are unless they're quite often interviewed. Again, a quarterback, everyone knows. Maybe the running backs a little bit because they're going to touch the ball the second most time.
You know Quincy Riley.
I don't know that I would particularly point him out. No.
He looks exactly like Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay.
Like, exact. Like, if you take for a split second and look at him, you'd be like, oh, that's Teddy. No, it's not Teddy. Huh. Yeah.
I remember plays he made, but now I can't. No, I'm not going to be able to sit here and go, oh, yeah, he's got a dimple on the left cheek, and he wears his hair a certain way. I mean, I'm not. Football players are largely anonymous, even in the pros. They don't know what Kansas City's offensive line looks like.
No, I don't.
I mean,
I don't follow them either.
Receivers, make sure to take their damn helmets off. Why do they take their helmets off? So you can see them.
But Eric Wood has found a way to stand out in Buffalo, and even he's not even playing anymore.
Yeah, I mean, when you're the color commentator for the team, it's going to help a lot too. But he was NFL, he was always being interviewed. I mean, guys that are always interviewed are going to be more well-known.
Well,
and
that's why Benavides, I think, stood out.
Yeah, that's why he would, yeah.
You know, and we saw Mario at PGA,
well,
which
Eric
is
Wood
awesome.
Was the same way, yeah.
Eric Wood, Benavides, Cupper, guys like that were pretty, pretty good with the media. They're at the microphone, but I don't know. Maybe I am different.
Yeah, their faces way more. Texter says, yeah, Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson, the only two linemen that got marketing deals in the NFL. Yeah, and Jason, that took an effort, and that's been good for them. Texter says, betting has become more and more impossible. The sites are covertly contracting quantum computers through IBM to come up with odds. These quantum computers at the molecular level can predict the future. They can't predict sports. I'm sorry.
No.
They could. Then they would just bet on other people's books.
The NVIDIA chips are super fast, and they change things very quickly, but almost too fast at Wimbledon. Like, the shifts in tennis.
I don't know if they can have the models on those. And the
it's
model
like point would, to point. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and it wasn't even about win percentages. Also, you got to factor in, you know, they're obviously reacting that way. The markets are, because that's what the public will react to that quickly.
Yeah, and how much of it is like what they think the public will do versus like
it's
having fair odds?
Question.
Like, I never know, but like you go from site to site. Like, there are sites that will tell you which is the best line for this game and things like that. And you look, you're
sort of depends
at them.
On the action they've taken.
Probably
the,
does
like the money lines that you know that'll be a little different.
You know. But sometimes if you're putting together like a parlay and you know you want the best odds, you know, so you kind of do a tree.
Well, but those odds, if it's starting to be predictive, then they won't necessarily like if you're going to take a home run by Aaron Judge and the over, that's going to pay less than a home run by Aaron Judge and the under, even though it shouldn't.
Which is it's one of those dirty games.
It is
those dirty details.
Now that is where they're hiding the tax on it. Yeah. That's for sure. So it's Texter says, congrats, you all know the teenagers on the team. Possibly. No, I'm not reading the end of that. Let's see.
What's what we talk about?
What ticket brokers?
Teenagers.
TBT. Well, it's TBT, Lou 15. It's Ticketmaster. That's where that's the primary market. That's where those are sold. So Ticketmaster. Or you can go to the TBT's website, but that's just going to link you to Ticketmaster.
Diener, I put the TBT Lou 15 on the StubHub, and it's not coming up.
Yeah, no.
It's not giving me the 15.
That's what Louisville fans sound like? Is that what you're saying?
Just saying, Louisville
that's
fans.
Voice, that's your Kentucky voice.
No, that don't listen.
That's your Kentucky
that
voice.
Don't
right
listen.
There.
That is my Kentucky voice.
It's like, wait a minute. Hang on. What are we talking about here? So I haven't even talked about Chesney, I guess. Jared got me the best hookup of my life out there at Arrowhead. I mean, so here's how it happened. So Jared, having done Nashville, obviously a heavy country music market, this just in. But the Kenny Chesney's guitarist, I would say he's his lead guitarist. He's got a couple in there, but I'd say he's the main guy. He listens to Jared's show, Danny Radar. And
that's cool.
He's got three boys. You know, he's got like a. It's funny. He got like a normal. He was in Keith Urban's band prior to that. So the guy's
stolen.
He's worked. He's pretty much got. He's pretty good at what he does.
I would say so.
So I mean, the cool thing is we get there and they get us these VIP passes that most of the staff at Kansas at Arrowhead, who's used to a lot of people being there, didn't know where they got. They're like, well, I don't know where to tell you to go. Well, they eventually figure out that we're supposed to go to the locker room, the Chiefs locker room.
Oh, cool. You were in the Chiefs locker room.
Yes. Well, that's where I got that picture in Mahomes'. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And so we go in there and, Danny and Jared, like, obviously, bro hug it out. And he proceeded to, take us everywhere.
That's amazing.
I mean, again, we're in the locker room. We go in and sort of eat where the band and the roadies and everybody else eats. And he takes us out to a couple of the trailers that the band has. And there are a couple of guys that were coming in to go sleep in the back of the RV we were in that I didn't realize are in like on stage in the band.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So it was awesome. So we go up and again, this guy, I think the most valuable commodity anybody can give you is their time.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny didn't have to like hang out. Like he could have done 30 minutes cursory. Hey, I gotta go.
Sure.
We're 2 hours, two and a half hours.
Wow.
Just talking. Life.
Hanging out.
Yeah. And
so did you see many of the warm-up acts because you're hanging out with him?
Yeah, so then we I said, I kind of like to see, see Megan Roney, so we're into her set, and Zach Brown, obviously, was like, it's like a double.
Did you get to meet any of these people?
No, none of the, this is where I'll get to. I mean, like, the main guys, they're real rock stars, and they don't really want anybody near them. Mm. Like
they don't even do like a meet and greet for VIPs.
No,
huh.
There was not that. Now afterwards, we could have gone potentially, but the traffic at getting out of Arrowhead is one of the worst in America.
Is
so
it?
We left a little early, but which is fine. And Jared's fear of traffic, he didn't want any of that.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, Jared, this is like so the best hookup I've ever seen. We go in through the backstage where you go up and you see where they're just they've got to have they're kind of hanging out inside the because it's hot out, so they've got a cooled area and everything else. And I'm just sitting there watching on stage. I mean, I'm fanboying. I'm geeking out because you've been to a million sporting events behind the scenes. You could be watching from the field. You don't think anything of it.
Right.
You've done it enough times. I'm on the stage and I'm looking at, I'm trying to make sure I'm in no one's way.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool.
And so we did that for a lot of the Zach Browns, we pretty much watched from the stage, which was
that's pretty
awesome.
Yeah.
So when the crowd's singing back, they're kind of singing at you,
you
like
get to
that.
Feel what that might
that was
feel
a,
like.
A little bit of that. Yeah. Yeah. It was a little bit of that. And, but then I made a mistake. I mean, again, I'm trying to stay, you know, I'm just trying to stay everybody's way, right? Because I'm, but, you know, as Kenny Chesney's getting ready to come out, you know, they've got the curtain up to the block and everything because they want to have, you know, they want to drop the curtain and, right. and go. Well, like, I'm just kind of taping, you know, because I think this is, you know, I'm fanboying over here. Mm-hmm. And I pan and I see, oh, that's Kenny Chesney pulled up in the golf cart, right? Onto the stage.
And they didn't want you to video
and
that.
I'm just looking, and then I see a guy like waving at me, like, you know, put it down. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'm just kind of standing there about a minute later, and a guy comes up and tells us we have to go because we have a VIP pass, but not an all access pass, which wasn't a problem all day. But I know what the problem was. The problem was
you were filming,
but I didn't know you couldn't. I mean,
right? Nobody
said,
briefed you
don't
on that.
Do that.
Nobody briefed you.
And
on
as soon
that,
as I saw the guy doing that, I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I don't know what people normally do back here, but I've never seen like this in my life.
Wow, that's
so
amazing.
So yeah, I think if I'd have just not done that, we'd have watched the whole Chesney concert from up there. But it was fine. We went right into the.
Right into the
sandbar, whatever,
and that's what it's designed for, is for that view, you know, from where you were.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
and actually, it actually is better on this side, on the other side.
No,
it's cool to be behind the scenes for a while, but it's still, like you say, the show is designed for the 80,000 people of Arrowhead or whatever.
So you should have stayed. You could have stayed to the end, and then there could have been something after the fact,
potentially. But I tell you, the thing that when we were talking with Danny was, you know, gone are the days where these guys just get hell raising drunk after these concerts.
Right.
Half of them don't even drink.
Right.
Anymore.
They're because, very health nuts.
Well, because this is their moneymaker. They can't have a bad performance in an era where everybody has everything on Instagram and everything else. And so, like, everybody was in good shape, you know? And they don't want to mess it up because this is their moneymaker. And they're playing with one of the biggest acts in the country, if not the biggest. Because, I mean, outside of Taylor Swift, that's a total different, you know, animal. But, I mean, they only play NFL stadiums.
It's pretty
much.
Crazy.
Could
you have met Kenny if you'd have...
I don't know. It was one of the things that was up in the air. Like, but Arrowhead traffic is... It's take Freedom Hall and square it back in the day.
Wow.
Because there's not that many points of egress. So we're trying to get an Uber out of there, right? And so we left probably with about four songs to go. I'm like, let's avoid the
traffic. You regret that?
Nope. Not at all. I've seen him enough times. I'm good. And
so what does it take to meet Kenny Chesney?
You've been
in and around all around.
No, but I haven't been. That's the most access I've ever. It's not even close, this passage.
Yeah,
ahead.
Don't lose that. Go in Nashville.
Don't worry. Yeah. I am not losing this one. But, yeah, no, it's the most access I've ever. No, so but those guys are on a different, you know, like all the band, every single other person is always hanging around.
Yeah.
But it's not the band. It's Kenny Chesney. That's
what you're
there to see.
But you're a Drew Deaner.
Doesn't mean a damn thing. Doesn't mean a damn thing.
No, I would love for you to. I was hoping you could have met him.
It was better for me to spend 2.5 hours with a guy that's in the band, friend of Jared, has been around, to
shake Kenny's hand for 5 minutes or something like that.
Way better. Yeah. Way better to do that. So, yeah.
I don't know, but if Kenny Chesney feels like that he's one of these guys that is really tough to meet.
It feels that way, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a few of these guys that are they're rock star status for a reason. They really are. I mean, that's when it's, you know, it's not like, you know, again, Zach Brown, when he went off stage, I don't know where he went. Everybody else had to pass through where we were. There was separate exit.
Separate for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. What's your favorite Zach Brown song?
Like Homegrown, he closed with Colder Weather. I don't think any of those.
Okay,
no, he's got great songs. He's a good performer. He's not as dynamic as his songs are, but he is jacked. You should. All these guys are in such good shape.
Are they?
Zach Brown used to be, you know, a little fat. He is
not anymore.
He's more jacked than he was back in April to start the tour.
What? I mean, he's got this wine out, and he's, like, not drinking.
Yeah, he's just working out. Yeah. He must have had to leave early to go do push-ups or something. You know, crazy.
I mean, he's a huge star.
Yeah.
But he's still under Kenny Chesney, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's
kind
still,
of incredible.
Still the undercard. All right, well, that'll do it for us. You got Rabeau & Co. up next, and Maven & Rummage in July. This is the desert, y'all. July 7th through 11th. We'll get through it.
It won't be that bad.
We have an oasis. Don't worry. We'll talk to you tomorrow.